This is GQDN for Wednesday, April 30th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Yeah. Go find the one that is called Quest Worthy. If you do that, well, you go to the checkout line and you put in the promo code Quest. That'll get you 25% off of your purchase by patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a game that's going to be delayed, an action figure coming out, and Fortnite pairing up with Star Wars. But we begin today with VG247 because Blizzard made a change in Diablo 4's Battle Pass system, and a lot of people are very unhappy about that. So, Season 8's Bella's Return has now kicked off, and it's not off to a great start because there are some gameplay implications of the designs and balance changes. Now, there has been some conversation about that around the new Battle Pass system, and Blizzard has implemented for the first time the new game of Season 8, and according to VG247, not a lot of people like it very much. Now, the Diablo 4 players were working out the rewards versus the cost of the new Reclarity system, and they compared the classic Battle Pass to the game that they had for the first 7 seasons. But the old Battle Pass system was quite the standard. 99 reward tracks, and they had some free unlocks. Find 1,000 platinum, $10 premium battle pass purchase. And there was some accelerated battle pass that cost 2,800 platinum, $25. And that came with several of the early rewards pre-unlocked, essentially making the process of clearing the whole thing faster. But the new battle pass system has done away with that. So instead of your group rewards for the 4 Reclarities, where the players can purchase the unlock rewards, only the first one is free, while the other 3 are paid. Altogether, buying all of them will cost you about 1,000 platinum, which is $10, and Blizzard is now selling the Deluxe Battle Pass bundle, which has the 2,800 platinum, $25 cost. And that did unlock a new few rewards early, but at this time, the season of the full armor set with the couple of other custom bonuses as well. Now, BG247 is also saying that the rookies don't appear to alter the value of the pass in any way, and there's a greater choice that anyone will not be looking to spend the full amount. But the players, however, found that the new system is more expensive and less rewarding. And that's why they went over to the Diablo 4 subreddit, and that's where the Dark Attack on the subreddit did break down all of the rewards, comparing the old system with the new one. So, here's what a couple players have been saying. Quote, "Honestly, I couldn't care less about the emotes, titles, or emblems. But the fact that it's not cheaper and gives less sucks." End quote. That was the user Nefex. K_U said, quote, "I quit Apex Legends BPs cold turkey after 20 seasons when EA effed with the value. I quit D4 BP cold turkey too. This is enormous downgrade in rewards and costs more net. Absolutely shameful." End quote. Trainers added as well, quote, "I have purchased every premium battle pass season since season 1. I think it's time to cut my losses." End quote. So people don't like it. Well, they're not going to like this either. I found 2 articles, Hardcore Gamer and Eurogamer, on Devil May Cry inspired game Lost Soul aside, because it has been delayed. So why did this happen? Well, that's where the Lost Souls game director and studio head Yang Bing did explain on Steam. Quote, "To match the standards, AltaZero Games have set for ourselves, we are going to take some additional time to polish the game," end quote. But they gave a better explanation upon X, where Lost Souls Aside did say, quote, "We are truly grateful for the positive response and received from players all over the world. Since we've announced Lost Soul Aside, we remain committed to delivering a high-quality game experience. To match standards, all the Zero games have set for ourselves, we are going to take some additional time to polish the game. Lost Soul Aside will now release on August 29th, 2025. We want to express our heartfelt thanks to our fans waiting for the launch." So August 29th, polishing does happen. But we know some things are already polished, especially when it comes from PC Gamer, because they did announce that the PC Gamer PC Gaming Show will have Ubisoft, Devolver Digital, Failbetter Games, and Astrological, and they will be a part of the PC Gaming Show 2025. Now, that will be on June 8th, Sunday, June 8th, and they did say that we love nothing more than sharing news about the most exciting upcoming PC games and hardware. That's a quote. So, the event will kick off at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and you'll be able to see the gaming show broadcast on Twitch, YouTube, and X, and Facebook, as well as on PCGamer.com, GamesRadar, GamesRadar Plus, and Steam. June 8th. That'll be a big date. Lots of games coming. And something's coming to Fortnite. It's Star Wars. In fact, this comes to us from Pure Xbox, so of course they got their take on it. But this is going to be bigger than Xbox. Star Wars on X did say, quote, "Mark your calendars. On May 2nd, experience the first two episodes of Star Wars, Tales of the Underworld, on the all-new Star Wars Watch Party Island in Fortnite. Watch all the episodes on May 4th, only on Disney+. So Fortnite is coming. Oh, I'm sorry, Star Wars is coming to Fortnite. I know I said Fortnite first. No, Star Wars is coming to Fortnite. Look out. And if you're looking for a game tomorrow, might want to look out for these. Please Touch the Artwork too. According to NintendoEverything.com, is now coming to Switch May 23rd. So coming in under a month. Go check it out. And Nintendo did change how the eShop charts will work, because they made some additions and changes to the Switch with the systems of the new 20.0.0 update. So if you're looking for games on your Nintendo Switch, there's a bit of an update. Thank you, Nintendo Everything. But what would you put in front of your Nintendo or your PlayStation? If you're looking for a new figure, Sergeant Max Ammo via Hypercharged Unboxed will be available on the 30th of May. That's Hypercharged Unboxed. You can pre-order it now, as you hear the geese, or not. We'll be back tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.